on Sports Day. Lloydie's top seven for Kia. Meet your muse with the all-new Kia Sportage.
It's getting better and better every week. He's the top seven, Jared.
It's everywhere, isn't it? Tonight, it's the top seven sweetener deals in the competition, Lloydie. How far are you going back?
Well, it's sort of in a number of years, Jared. I've just done it in probably the last 40 years. And I think that a lot of them are modern day ones. So it's off the back of the form of Jack Crisp. That's what's given me the idea. So at number seven, I'm not sure which one was the sweetener, but for Salmon to get to Hawthorn,
yep.
Jarman to get to Adelaide, Wellman and Barnard. So I don't know which one was a sweetener, but they were both wonderful players for the Bombers and dominated on grand final day. Number six, I wouldn't have known this one, Jamie Elliott. So the Pies wanted Marty Clark, but he was tied to the GWS when they were coming in. So on top of getting Marty Clark, they gave pick 24 for Marty Clark to the Giants. They got Jamie Elliott on top of that.
Wow.
So I wouldn't have known that one. Neil Danaher, I think he was on top with his brother Terry from the Sydney Swans.
Oh, yeah, yep.
From the Sydney Swans. So nice, fair sweetener there. He was arguably the best of them all. Was he, Neil Danaher, if he didn't get his injury or not?
Well, if he didn't.
Yeah, if he didn't.
It's a
best and fairest winner, was he?
Yeah, Terry was such a great player, though, so it's a big call.
At number four, it was Fev for the first round draft pick of Carlton. Carlton took Kane Lucas with it, but on top they threw in Lachie Henderson. So Lachie Henderson was good for them.
He was a sweetener.
He's a sweetener. Yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for Kane Lucas. Dane Beams, it was for early draft picks, but the sweetener, it was to get Jack Crisp across too. And what a player he has been for Collingwood. Didn't work out for Beamsy at the Brisbane Lions. At number two, it was Ben McGlynn was going to the Sydney Swans from Hawthorn.
Yep. Josh Kennedy.
And Josh Kennedy went with him for picks 39, 46 and 70.
Yep.
And at number one, I'm not sure where this one sits, but it was Greg Miller. He got Johnny Longmire.
And the sweetener
he said,
was?
Oh, can I throw 10,000 at you and you give me a guy by the name of Wayne Carey? And Sydney Swans. Was it Sydney Swans in the zone? Said, yeah, okay, you can have him as well. So I think that's the best sweetener the game has ever seen.
That one hurts.
Longmire and Carey.
Because we were in Sydney at the time, and we'd heard about these two kids, and all of a sudden they were no longer.
Gone.
4 years later, they were dominating the competition. But you're right, he was Horse was the number one man.
What did they pay for him? Did you know?
I think it was 60.
60 and then 10.